This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Tuesday, May 25th. Well, you have the cattle markets chopping around back and forth. We saw the feeders be firm early in the session, then they sold off, and then they bounced back right on the close. So a pretty choppy price action day, both for lives and feeders, as we kind of hover in a tight trading range over the last several days. Cash markets have been quiet so far this week. We're looking at, coming out of last week, cash price that has remained basically steady for the last several weeks. Box beef values, however, continue to push higher. Yesterday, we saw the choice up 266 at 328. Select was up 108 at 303. The spread was up 158 at 2444. Movement 99 loads. Slaughter rates, we had slaughter numbers yesterday at 119,000. That is 4,000 more than a week ago, and last year they only posted a 6,000 head slaughter. So we are seeing the slaughter pace pick up, and that's a very good thing, but at the same time, box beef values continue to push higher as well. And yet, profits back to the producer have been pretty much flat. So this continues to point to the issues going on in the industry, where the packing capacity is just not enough to handle the cattle and not enough to handle the demand coming from the retail space. That appears to be working toward a resolution with the increase in slaughter rates, but still we can see from box beef values continuing to push higher, and yet the cash fed trade is just flat. That's a problem that is yet to be resolved. Feeder cattle index up 46 cents today. We're at 135.66. For the last 2 weeks at least, there's only been one day where it's actually been just slightly lower. So we're definitely seeing an uptick in demand for feeder cattle, and that's coming on improved grazing conditions. Lots of rain across the southern and central plains, and even the northern plains have had some. I mean, it's not soaking rains like we're seeing in the south, but pasture conditions certainly would be improving across much of the southern and central plains and in the Midwest. So demand for grass calves now has shot up. For the lighter weight calves, we are seeing a definite uptick in demand for the lighter weight grazing calves. For the heavier weight cattle, that's what the feedlots want, if they want them at all. And very high feed grain prices are going to be pushing them to desire cattle that they don't have to feed as long. Problem is, they've already got a huge amount of cattle that are heavy, they're front loaded, they're ready for market, but they're, again, the packing capacity just can't handle it. And so they're struggling to stay current. This is a story that's been going on for months, and that it's, they're working toward a resolution, like I said, but it's a slow process. In the meantime, we continue just to watch the weights holding fairly steady. Packers are trying to get the heavier weight cattle out as much as they can and as quickly as they can, but we continue to deal with this problem. The issue is, as we move into the summertime, usually you see a drop in retail demand as you get into the heat of summer. Memorial Day kind of wrapping up the spring grilling season. This year could be different from a lot of pent-up demand, but beef prices are extremely high. The fear is that you're going to start destroying demand, and that takes a while to get that back. And you certainly don't want to do that right in front of us when we have so many cattle that are, again, in the feedlots, ready to be slaughtered. It's just, the bottleneck is the packers. So you don't want to destroy demand. You don't want to see demand back off, even from a normal seasonal perspective. That would create a huge headwind to beef prices and to futures prices. So that's why, I'm leaning toward the regular seasonal pattern here of where we would head lower into the summer. And the chart formation, especially for feeders, look to be having that kind of a pattern where you've had the sharp break. The market is pacing sideways now, kind of chopping around. We've got a little bit of a correction. But my guess is you would see another leg down as we head into the summer. Similar story for live cattle, and they could be the leader. If indeed we see beef demand from the retail sector slow down, whether it be normal seasonal patterns or high prices, it would be a combination of both, but it would come at a time where you've got a lot of cattle coming into the market, and with not a lot of options to move the beef. So that's my concern, and I think that just the prudent thing to do is be looking for a place to get on some hedges here. And I think we've probably completed our correction, in particular for feeder cattle. Live cattle probably completed their correction here a couple weeks ago. They're hovering around here, but my guess is that if they haven't been able to squeeze more money out of the packers with the kind of box beef valuations that we're seeing, it's unlikely they're going to be able to do that through the summer. And the odds are that you're going to see beef demand weaken. And so that poses, I think, some serious issues for prices right in front of us over the next month or two. So that's kind of what I'm looking for as far as the short term. We did see a cold storage report yesterday. Beef storage, beef in freezers as of April 30th, we're at 453 million pounds. That's down 6% from last month, down 5% from last year. Pork in cold storage at 455 million pounds, up 1% over last month, down 26% over last year. And chicken in freezers, 724 million pounds, down 2% from last month, down 22% from last year. If you have any questions or comments, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.